Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated Le'ila Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Learning Maseches Zvachim Nafayin Hey. We're going to start the shir towards the end of Nafayin Dalad and Midbeis, the Dibur of Areva Vahanirva. The Mishnah had said, in contrast to when a shir niskal or a chatas hamesa, which are asa bahanah, gets mixed up with kerbanis, so then the only eitz is to kill all of them. It's not batul. There's no other eitz, you kill them all. But if you have something which is not asur bahana, it's just the psul carbon, like a shor shenevad by avera, or a shor that killed someone, but it's not a shor niskal because it's only an echad al pibailim, or a raven in nirva, or a shor that's muksa set aside for avodah zara, or esna and a mechir, a klayim, a trefa, all these things which are not asur bahana, so then you don't kill them all. What you do is you wait till they get a mum. And when all the different kabbanis get a mum, you paid the, all the karbanis, you say wherever the karbanis are, then you paid it on other behemoths, and you bring the most expensive of each type of carbon from what you paid it. So the Gemara asks, all of these cases in the Mishnah are psulim, which is impossible to tell. You cannot tell if the particular animal was a raiva, a nirva, a mukso, all these things. And that's not a mechir. But a trefa, if we're talking about a trefa and its internal organs, and you can't tell, so how do you know metchil anyone was a trefa? How would anyone have ever known? Elamai is a trefa that's obvious, like a broken leg or a cracked skull. So what would be the terubis? You'd be able to immediately notice which one is a trefa and which one is not. So the Gemara has three terutzim. One terutz is that the animal was attacked by a wolf, which makes it a trefa. And even if you could see the scar or the hole that the wolf made, but if the other animals have a similar hole that was done by a thorn, so you won't be able to tell which animal was attacked by a wolf, which is trefa, and which was pierced by a thorn, which is not trefa. That was the very Rabbi Yane's teretz. Rish Lakish's teretz was that we're talking about that the animal fell from a height, which is the trefa of nefula. And they were afraid that the inner organs are damaged. And since the damage came because it fell, so therefore that's called a trefa. That's a trefa of nefula. And we're going like the man the amar. There is a man the amar that if you wait 24 hours or if it walks, then it's not a trefa. But we're going man the amar that no, that even if it waits 24 hours or it walks, it still could be a trefa of nefula. You'd have to actually check it after the shchita. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said that we're going, that it wasn't an actual trefa, it was a vlad of a trefa. Its mother was a trefa. And it goes like the man the Omer, that a vlad of a trefa, you cannot bring on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara explains why each man the Omer didn't like the other two cases. So Taisus earlier, on the Afayin Aleph and Midbeis, was bothered by Akasha, that all the other psulim, which are possible for a carbon, but you'll not even eat, we understand the Eitzah. You wait until they have a mum, and then you pay to them, and then you can check them and eat them, and everything's fine. Mashen Kain, a trefa, what are you going to do after you pay it? You can't eat it anyway. Elamai, you'll use the meat, you'll sell it to a guy, or you'll give it for animal food. So that Taisa says, Ein paydim es a kachim achilam l'klavim. If you have kachim, let's say you have a carbon, which is a trefa, you're not allowed to be paid it, because ain't paid the mesa kachim, lachil m'klavim. You're not paid the kachim if you're not able to eat it. So Taisa says, Bishlaim, if you go like the man, the Amar, that it's a drusa you could be baidik afterwards. Once you shecht it, you could look to see if it's red inside, and then you'll be able to see if it's a drusa. And so the one that's red, that will be the trefa, the rest will be kasher. Or nefulu also, you could be baidik. You could see if the internal organs are not damaged, so that's not nefula. But vlad trefa, it's shver, how do you do bedika? What are you going to do after you pay them? And pay them as a kachel machil muklavim. So this is mechadish, that if something is usher to eat, you can't be paid it. But if something's mutter to eat, you could be paid it. And once you paid it, you're allowed to give it to the klavim or to gayim or to dogs. And therefore, Taisus says that even though they're all a suffix trefa, but the ones that are actually mutter to eat, and you just bepoil can't eat it because it's a suffix trefa, you're allowed to give it to dogs. And the one that's a trefa was never a carbon. Said, oh, see, it'll be allowed to give it to dogs. So either way, you're allowed to give it to Gayim or to Klavim because there's only an issa to be paid to kachim, which can't be eaten. And you're not paid to them if all what you could do is give it to Gayim or to animals. But if it's mutter to eat, like all these animals which are mutter to eat, even though bepoil it can't eat now, it's a suffix, but really, each one is mutter to eat. And the one that's a treif was never a carbon, so you'd be allowed to give it to the klavim or to Gayim. Rabbi Kveger brings that the Ran in Chulin Perek Dalet agrees with part of Tesis. He says, as far as giving it to Gayim, you only not pay the kachim that can't be eaten by a yid in order to give to a guy. But once you paid it, and it is mutter to be eaten by a yid, you're allowed to then give it to a guy. Mashenk and klavim, there's a din of a chalt of oil klavecha, that even b'dieved that you paid it, even if it's roi to eat, you can't give it to a dog. Now there's a kasha from the Shach, it's in Simon Kufyud, Sef Islam and Hay, and it's Kolei Svek Sveka, because he's discussing the shaila that the Rishonim already discussed. When you want to be mad to something, because it's a Svek Sveka, let's say it's Efshel Evruhe. Let's say it's Pasul Tim of that. Right now you have a Svek Sveka, but it's Efshel Evruhe. So there are more Paskins in Simon Kuf Yud, it comes from Rishonim, that even if it's Efshel Evruhe, it's Mutter. You're not Mechuyiv to try to be Mavar to see if it's us or not. If you have a Svek Sveka to be Matter, Svek Sveka to be Matter, even Efshel Evruhe. You see, sometimes when the Halacha provides you with a halachic beer like Rav, if it's Efshel Evruhe, if you can find that for sure, so you check. Or like Chazaka, even if you're allowed to be Saimacha Chazaka, if it's Efshel Evruhe, but Svek Sveka, the Ramah says you're not. And the Shach there brings the Shita Sarashbi is that you are. If you want to be mad, there's nothing because of Svek Sveka, but if you could be Mavarit, you are Mechuyiv to be Mavarit. Now, Machloik is Rishainim. So the Shach asks the following question. Rish Lakish says we're talking about a case of Nefula. Nefula is inherently a Suffolk. The other two cases of Jus and Zev could be a Vade Jus and Zev. Or the case of Suffolk Trefa is dealing with a Vade, a case of Vlad Trefa, I mean, it's known as a Vade Vlad Trefa. But the case of Nefula, every Nefula is a Suffolk. You check inside to see if the organs were damaged. So, in fact, the Shach, according to Rabbeinu Tam that said earlier in Dafayin Aleph, and we discussed it a little bit then, that a Suffolk Echel Beguf and a Suffolk Echel Beteruvis is Mutter, it's a sex faker. Rabbeinu Tam said, Alocha L'maisa, if a wolf came and attack the sheep, we don't know which sheep he attacked. And we have a suffix if he actually made them trefa, because only if he attacked, put the claws in it, he made them trefa. We don't know if he made any of them trefa. And even if he did, we have a teruvis. He only made some of them trefa, and Reva not trefa. So in the time was matna because of svek sveka. And the re argues, because suffix echel beguf, suffix echel beteruvis is not a svek sveka. Either you can have two svekas beguf or two svekas beteruvis. And we spoke about this earlier. So some want to bring a raya from this taisvis that you're not mechuyiv to mevar, because any time by drusa you could be mevar. You could see if it's red inside to see if there was a drusa or not. And sounds like Ben Tamal there was mutter, and even the Ria only acid it because he didn't hold it was a svek sveka. But if it would be a svek sveka, it didn't seem that you're mechuyiv to mevar. But the Shach asks, if that's true, so by nefula, if a nefula got mixed up with the other animals, so why is it Yiran Chiyastayev? Why do you have to wait till it gets a mum? Why don't you just bring them all as a carbon? Because they're a Svek Sveka. Every nefula is a Suffolk Trefa, and it's a Suffolk Echabuguf, and now we have a Teruvis. So each one is a Svek Sveka. Why aren't we mad to them on Svek Sveka? L'chayr, this Gemara should be a Raya to the Rishainim, that a Svek Sveka would be Efshel Evruhe, you'd be Mechuyiv to Mavar. So here also, you'd be Mechuyiv to be Yiran Chiyastayev, and check to see if it's a Trefa. Now, it wouldn't be such a raya, because we really pass in a Suffolk Echel Beguf and Suffolk Echel Beteruvis is not a Svek Sveka. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, L'chayr, it should be a raya that a Suffolk Echel Beguf and Suffolk Beteruvis is a Svek Sveka, but Al-Kaponim, it should be Muchich from the Gemara that a Svek Sveka, you'd have to be Mavar. And Rabbeinu Tam himself doesn't seem to hold away by the case by a Suffolk Jusa that was Nisarif in the Eder. So the Shach says the Teretz Yehel, there was Deichik, that you can't bring a carbon because of a Svek Sveka, because Lamaisa, after you shecht it, the chances are you might find that it is actually damaged inside, and then you'll know that vadei it's a treifa. So that's a chsarin of akivei no lepecha secha. To bring a carbon which you're going to find out is a treifa, that's like a bezayin, that's akivei no lepecha secha, that you shouldn't do. Like the Gemara says in regard to different karbanis, that you can't bring things that are damaged, because akivei no lepecha secha, the Navi says in Malachi, if you bring it to your noblemen, they wouldn't like it. So kol shekin, you can't bring it to Hashem, that's a chsarin of akivei no lepecha secha. The Eila Shleimai says another teretz. He says that since this Mishnah the Gemara said before holds Balei Chayim Anidachim, so if there's a din dichoy by Balei Chayim, so then every suffix treifa will become vaday pasul als a din of dichoy. So you can't be matter al svek sveka, because if it is a suffix treifa, then it's nidcha. So you can't say maybe it's not a treifa, but al kapanim it's a suffix treifa. So it'll be chalon in a din dichoy. If it's chalon in a din dichoy, so that's a vaday psul. And he says, and that would answer Taisa's kasha 9 alpha and beis also. That Taisa has a kasha and baidim as a kachim machil maklavim. You could say that we're talking about a suffix treifa. The vad treifa is not really a vad treifa. It's a suffix of a vad treifa. But in regard to karbanis, to the psul karban, it would be considered like a vadai. So therefore, it can't be matter to bring it as a karban al svek sveka, because the dichli would make it a vadai psul. Mashenkin, in regard to eating it, you'd be allowed to eat it. Because since it's a suffix treifa, so every animal would be a suffix echad beguf and suffix echad beteruvis, which according to Ben and Tam would be considered a svek sveka. And now let's go to the next sugya. The Gemara now goes further. At the very bottom of Ayin Dalanim and Beis, Kachim Mekachim Min Bemine. The Gemara is quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah first talked about the Taruvis of a Shar Niskal, a Chatas Hamesa, where they have to kill all of them, because there's nothing you could do. Then it talked about a case where it's a Psulei HaMikdashim, like Reva, Nirva, V'chuli, and there you wait till they all get a mum, and then you pay to them. And then we talk about Kashur Kachim. So the Mishnah says, if it's min b'minai, if they're all the same type of kachim, they're all oilis, they're all shlamim, they're all chatais, so just be makar of them for whoever it is. But if it's different types of karbanis, you can't just be makar of them because they have different dinim. They have different zrikas, they have different dinim what to do with the achila or the akhtara. So then, you're going to have to wait till they get a mum and be paida, each one, wherever it is, on another behema, so you'll know which carbon is which. So the Gemara goes on the kachim b'kachim min b'minai, where the Mishnah says you could just be mak of each one, kafim ashehu. The Gemara asks, v'boi smicha. How are you going to do smicha? If you don't know who owns which carbon, how are you going to do smicha? Now, why can't all the different bailams that have a suffix all be samech on each behema? And then Mimanavshach, the Bailam, would have a smicha. So the Kama places in Shas, and many, many places it says, that to do smicha is avoda b'kachim. There's a whole sugya in Erevin and Chulin, if Nashim could do smicha. The Tana that holds that Nashim cannot do smicha is because it's avoda b'kachim. Since you need smicha b'chol kaycha, we added earlier also in the third parak about smicha b'chol kaycha v'inan, that smicha b'chol kaycha is considered avayda b'kachim, it's mutter for the mitzvah of smicha, but you wouldn't be able to do it misafik, because if it's not the one, that it's not his animal, he's going to be doing avayda b'kachim. The Shara Melech, on the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchus Maaseh Karbanis, it's Perek Gimel Loch Yud Gimel, the Shara Melech has a discussion, because Rashi is mashman at the man, the Omen, that says, Nashim Seim Chais Rishus. He holds that the Isha, even if she's not Mechieves and Smicha, could do Smicha. Now, Taisa says that she does Smicha without doing it B'chol Kaycha, just putting the hands on it, and it's not a real Smicha. But Rashi's Mashma, it's a real Smicha. So Rashi's Mashma, at least there's a Tana that holds that the Isha could do Smicha, even though she's not Mechieves, so it's not a Veda B'kachim. So what's Pshat and Agamor, which is Mavur, that you can't do Smicha Misafik? So the Shara Melech says an Isha is different, because an Isha, even she's not mechieves in smicha, but the pshat is the man, the omen that says, Nashim Sayim, because she just holds that she could do smicha anyway, even if she's not mechuyev in smicha. He brings the carbon iron on the sefra that says that mitzvahs are given to anashim chayiv and to anashim rishus. So she has a mitzvah smicha. She's just not mechuyev to do it. Mashen can hear, the one who's not the Bailam has no din smicha bechlau, so the chulayam bi'asal zaveidu bekachim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How would it be possible to be semech on the karbanis? How could you bring the karbanis? How is it possible to be semech on the karbanis? Only the Bailam could be semech, and you don't know who the Bailam is, and you can't have everyone be semech on every karban because it's aveidu bekachim. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yosef for karban nashim. It's talking about karban nashim. Nashim do not have a chiyuv smicha. And therefore, by a karban nashim, you can bring them all. And that's the Gemara's maskana. And what do you do by a karban anashim? So Tosfos Seifenart says, is klar, that by a karban anashim, even though it's min b'mina, you can have to be b'yirat sheyistayev, and then say, wherever Reuven's karban is, it should be paid on this behema, wherever Shimon's karban is, it should be paid on that behema. After all of them get a mum, you could then go and be paid all of them on specific behemas, and then you'll have it ready which behema specific for each Bailam. But the Rambam, in Ilchus Psulim Mikdashim, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalid, he says that you could give, each one could give his chalik to the other one, or they could be Yirat Sheyistayev. So it sounds like he's saying that they could be makna, a shutfis in that carbon, each one to the other one. So once you're a shutif in the carbon, so you could be samech on the carbon. In other words, each one of them will be makna, a chelik of the carbon to each one of the people that are mesupik. So mela, everyone could be samech on every carbon because every carbon is a shutfis for everyone. Or if they don't want to be makna, they can wait till it gets a mum, and then be paid to wherever it is, and then bring their own carbon. But Rabbi Kiva Ega, Mishnayis, and the Rishash here, and many other Achrayim, ask the Kasha, the din is a meicher elasa v'shlam of leasa v'leiklum. If you makdish a korban for yourself, and then you go and you sell it to someone else, it doesn't work. It doesn't belong to him. You can't do anything to change the status of the korban after you makdish it. So how could the Rambam say, avart, that you could be each one gives a chelka in lechaveray? How would that work? If this is the carbon that belongs to Reuven, and that carbon belongs to Shimon, there's no way that Reuven could go and say that now the carbon belongs to all the different bailim that got the carbonus mixed up. So there are various achreinim that are matayrets the kasha. Look in the Sefer Mafteh, in the Maduris Shapsi Frankel, in the Rambam. But we'll say a little bit. The Mikdash David, Rav David Rappaport, in Siman Yud Ches, he says, he say like this, he says, the reason why you can't be meicher lasa v'shlam of this, because when a carbon's nikva a certain way, it stays that way. Just like you can't change a carbon, which is, let's say you mafresh a carbon for one chiyuv, or for one aveira, you can't change it to a different aveira. It's already nikva for that aveira. But here that they became this arev, and you have a problem that you can't do smicha, so it's impossible to be makriv them. So then, they're no longer nikva for that chiyuv, or for that person, because you can't be makriv for that person anymore. So they become like meisrais, they become like a meisr thing, which you could be nikva for a different thing. So karban nashim, which you could bring l'shem isha hu, so it's nikva for this isha, and you can't change it to anything else. Mashengen karban anashim, which now you can't bring it for this Balaam anymore. You have a problem with smicha. So now it's not nikva for this Baal anymore. Because it's not shaykh for it to go to this Baal. It's going to be Yiret Sheyistayev. So Aybazah, you could turn it into a different carbon. And if you turn it into a different carbon which won't have a problem with smicha, you can't turn it into a different type of a carbon. It already has the hektish of Eilah. But you can make a different Balaam on this carbon. And if you make that all the different people that are in the Safag of Bailam on this carbon, they could all do smicha, and then you'll be able to bring the carbon itself. That's the Mikdash David's pshat. Now, Ruchem Fishel Perlo, in the Sefer on Mitzvahs Reb Sadia Gain, it's in Asen Kuf Yud, it's in Pei Daf Shinnun Pes, some days in the Daf Ea Sefer. He says a little differently. He says that if someone is Makdash and Oyla for himself, So Avada, it's his Ayla, and there's nothing he could do to make it anyone else's Ayla. But if someone is makdish the Ayla, mitchila, then he might use it for himself, or he might give it to someone else. He wants to be mechadish, that then he could give it to someone else. So this is what the Rambam means. The Rambam gives you two etzes. Either they should be makna chelka l'achayim, or yirat shiyistayiv. And the kavan of the Rambam is that in the case where you could be makna chelka l'achayim, like in the case when the tchilas hektish, it wasn't clear that you're going to keep it. You might give it to someone else. So then you could make his chelik to everyone else, and they'll be able to do smicha. So just to sum up what we said so far, the reason why everyone can't do smicha misafik is because avayda bekachim. And it's not diamond to an isha, which according to Rashi could do smicha because there an isha is nashim saimchus rishus. He has a mitzvah smicha rishus, according to that Tana. But here there's no mitzvah smicha at all, so it's avayda bekachim. And what do you do by a carbon anashim? Pashas yirat shiyistayev, like Taisa says, but the Rambam seems to say something about being makna. Part of it to the others, you have a kasha, meichel asa, shalom v'asa v'leklum. So there are various ways to answer why there wouldn't be a problem with that, Sir Rambam. Now, Taisa shtels on another big nekuda. In Agamar, it's mavur, that when you have a carbon, and you cannot do smicha on it, you can't be makriv it, even though the smicha is not makriv. And if someone's makriv a carbon without smicha, the carbon is a kasher carbon, and his yaitzah is chiv. Smicha is just a mitzvah smicha. But still, you can't be makriv a carbon if that's going to be mevatel, the mitzvah smicha. That's mavur from our Gemara. There's also another Gemara that's mavur that way. Gemara says in Gittin, on the Afchav Ches, that someone sends a schatas in Medina Sayyam, you'll have to be makriv a becheska shu kayim. You don't have to be afraid that maybe you die in tzachata shemesu ba'aleha. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You need smicha. So the Gemara says, like our Gemara, carbon nashim, the Gemara also there says carbon eifes, which Taisus says wouldn't apply here because it says zvachim, and besides which it says yirachi estayev, and eifes, like we said a few times, don't have the option of pidyon. There is no pidyon by eifes. But I'll go upon him, it's before that Gemara there also, that you cannot be makriv a carbon which needs smicha without smicha, even though the owner is not here, he's sending it from Medina Sayyam. But we're not makriv it, even though smicha is not ma'akiv. So Taisus asks, basically from two Gemaras, which is the Chari Mavur not the way. One is the Gemara discusses what happens if you find the behema in Yerushalayim, and the Gemara discusses how would you know which carbon it is. And the Gemara says that you makriv it in the case that you could determine which carbon it is, the Gemara in Kedushin. Daf nun hey. But there also, you don't know who the owner is, there's no owner around, and you makriv it, obviously, without smicha. And it's mavur, we're not talking about, wouldn't know that it's a carbon nashim. Obviously, it could be a carbon anashim. We're not talking about eifes. So that gemara l'chari is mavur, that you could be makriv a carbon without smicha when you don't have a choice. Also, the gemara says that an oral and a tamei could send their karbanis. Now, a tameh obviously can't do smicha. Taisa says an oral also can't do smicha. A tameh can't go into the azara. Taisa seems to say an oral also can't go into the azara. The Brisker Rav is bothered. Where did Taisa get an oral can't go to the azara? Maybe Taisa means like Rabbi Akiva. In Yevamos, it says Rabbi Akiva is marba oral ki tameh. But either way, from tameh, it's definitely shver. And Taisa says it's shver from oral. It says they could bring a carbon. They could send their carbon. But what happened to smicha? Now, Taisus here, and Taisus and Gittin, both Neman, that Aral and Tame, send the carbon and you bring it without smicha. There's the Taisim Sachim, though, Naf Samach Beis, he says that Aral and Tame is only by Bechor and Meister, which don't need smicha. Or by Eifes, or by Karbanis that don't need smicha. Aral and Tame, on a carbon which doesn't smicha, cannot bring the carbon. The Kesef Mishnah brings this, and the Rambam, Hilchas Bi'is Mikdash, Perek Beis, Alach Yid Beis, when he brings down the din that Arul and Tameh could send their carbon, he quotes the Taizim Sachim that says that Arul and Tameh, it's only carbonists which don't need smicha, but the Chak Nasa Naifanart says it's not mashma that way in the Rambam. The Rambam is mashma all carbonists. So it is a machlekes among the Balei Taisus if Arul and Tameh could send the carbon without smicha. But this is Taisis Kasha. That in our Gemara, Lagabe, if the Karbonis got mixed up, and in the Gemara, if someone's sending it me Medina Sayam, there is Mavura that you're not allowed to bring a Karbon if you won't do Smicha. It's by an Oral and a Tame, and by the case where you found the Behemah and you don't know who the owner is, there is Mavura that it could be the Karbon, even though you obviously are not doing Smicha. That's Taisis Kasha. So Taisis Teretz is, it depends if you have an Eitzah. Someone sends him Medina Siyam, you don't bring it because you have an Eitzah. He could come personally. He could come himself and bring the carbon. So since you have an Eitzah, so mainly you're not allowed to bring the carbon without Smicha, because there is an Eitzah that Malam could come and do Smicha. So therefore we don't allow it to be brought without Smicha. Here also in Agamar, you have an Eitzah. Yirechi Yistayev. We have an Eitzah what to do with these carbonas. Yirechi Yistayev. We could get them, get a mum, and then be paid to them. Hekdesh won't lose anything. They'll get another, they'll get a replacement carbon. And on that carbon, we could do smicha. So you have an eitzah, so mamela, we don't allow the carbon to be brought without smicha. Masha'en kain, the behemoths that were found in Yerushalayim, that we know is a carbon, and we don't know who the owner is, there is no eitzah. Yerechi Yistayev, and your next carbon also won't know who the owner is. It's only when we have several owners that are mixed up, that karbanas are mixed up. So then, after Yerechi Yistayev, you can be paid to wherever Reuven's karban is, it should go on this behema. So now we're going to have Reuven's behema, and then you could do smicha. But what are you going to do about the karban that you found by Yerushalayim? Can't do anything. So you have no eitzah. So then, you can bring it without smicha. And Arul and Atamei, Zak Pesvis, and Arul is talking about Nesu Echa Machmas Mila. And Atamei is talking about a Zav or a Metzera, which it's ein rufuasa biyadai. If it's a tame which he'll be able to become tar, he's a tame meis or a tame sheretz, he could just be tevel or do azah shlishi vishvi and become tar. Say nechinami. He won't be able to be shaleach his carbon. He'll have to wait till it becomes tar and bring it and do smicha. Vashenkin, it says, Arl v'tame mishach and carbon is saying, in the case where the tame is not necessarily going to become tar. He's a mitzayer or a zav, which that could go on indefinitely. And therefore, we allow him to bring the carbon without smicha. That's Berech the Chiluk that Taisus makes. So the Brisker of, in the Ksavim, asks like this. He says, I understand that Teretz, how it applies to the case where you find the carbon, you have no idea who the Bailam is. It's unlikely you'll ever find out who the Bailam is. So that carbon taka has no eitzah. But a Arul and a Tamei, it's definitely possible, at least by a tame, that it'll become tar. It's possible. He could wait. So Taisus says, first of all, it's indefinite. We don't know if it'll ever become tar. And Taisus says another pshat, that we're talking about a carbon which has a zman kavua, and therefore he can't wait because he'll be over on Baal Ta'acher. So for Ek de Briskerov, this eitzah of getting a mum is also not a very definitive eitzah. You're not allowed to make a mum in a carbon. You have to let the behema pasture, and you have to wait patiently until it gets a mum. It's quite possible it will never get a mum. So what's a chilek by an oral and tamei? We say, since it's not definite that he'll be able to ever become tar, we allow him to do it without smicha. So by our Mishnah also, it's not definite he'll ever get a mum. Why shouldn't that be enough to let it be done without smicha? And Taisa is saying about kavu lem's man, with Baal Ta'acher, well, our Mishnah is also that way. Baal Ta'acher is after three regalim. There's no way of knowing that they'll have a mum within three regalim. They probably won't. So if, let's say, the time is coming up and it'll be Baal Ta'acher, why wouldn't that allow you to bring the carbon without smicha and our Mishnah also? So, again, Taisus is mechalik, that when you have an Eitzel, like the guy sending from Medina Siyam where he could come himself, or like an Am Mishnah, we could do Riyah, then you're not allowed to bring the carbon without smicha. When you have no Eitzah, like the case where you find the carbon in Kedushin and Hay, and you don't know who the Bailam is, then you could do it without smicha. Then a Shiloh de Briskerov is asking, Arul and Tamei Taisus asks, why don't you say there's an Eitzah, wait till it becomes Tar? The Teretz is, maybe there's a time limit, Baal Ta'acher. Or it's not definitive. So the Shiloh is, why is Eitz of Riyachi Yistayev definitive? Vaita, maybe he'll never get a mum. And also, right, there'll be a time limit, there'll be ever about the achir. That's right, the brisker of and tais is a starker kasha. So I want to answer the kasha with a lumdus at the achrenim red ice. First, the emik bracha. It's in the sefer, it's a daf kuv gimel in the daf ea sefer. He clears the chakira. Is smicha mitzvah on the bailam or smicha din on the carbon? Is the pshat that the bailam have a chiv, the bailam have a mitzvah to do smicha? Or is it pshat that the carbon has a mechayiv of smicha? It's a din in the carbon that the carbon needs smicha. The bailam is the one that does the smicha, but the carbon needs smicha. So he wants to say, he wants to answer Taisa's kasha, and he says that the Ritva Bemison says it's there, it's Ritva Mayit Katan. Taisa asks the kasha in Kedushim, why do we need a miyat for Bnei Yisrael Seimchem, V'lei Bnei Yisrael Seimchem, a miyat that Nashim don't do smicha? Typically, smicha has to be b'yayim, so it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. And nashim apata for mitzvah seishas man grama. Hazak demik bracha, if it's a din in the gavra, it's a chiv on the bailam to do smicha, so you have this kasha, it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. But if it's a chiv on the chefts, a chiv on the carbon, so then, on that, you don't have a pter of mitzvah seishas man grama. Netainas, that's what the Ritva says, you have to, when the pshat Ritva, it's berich what the Ritva says in Mayit Katan. Bems the stipe life in art says this also, because Taisus brings a riot to his yisayin, that when there's no etza, not to do smicha, so you could bring the carbon without smicha. Taisus brings a riot because you see a yairish could bring a carbon. And when a yairish brings a carbon, there's no smicha. Vice days, when there's no etza, you could bring a carbon without smicha. So the brisker of asks, what's Taisus riot from yairish? Yairish is like carbon nashim. There is no smicha by yairish. By all the other cases, there is a Bailam who's really mechuyif to do smicha. Just, we don't know who the Bailam is. We don't know which carbon is which. The Bailam is a Medina Siyam. The Bailam is an Aral. The Bailam is a Tamei. So, Mamela, there's a technical reason why we can't do smicha, but that's when there is a chiyif smicha. But by a Yairish, there's no chiyif smicha. A Yairish doesn't have a chiyif smicha. It's like carbon nashim. What's Taisus kasha? What's Taisus raya? That since by Yairish, you can bring the carbon without smicha. Like this, when you have no weights, you can bring a carbon without smicha. So, like the stipple, if Venus is said, is good. If smicha was a chiv on the gavra, on the bailin, says b'chal not a raya from Yerush. There is no one that's mechuyiv in smicha. But if smicha is a din in the carbon needs smicha. A Yerush, he can't do the smicha. He's not the bailin. You're not yates to the hilcha smicha of the carbon with the smicha of the Yerush. But the carbon, when you were makdish the carbon needed smicha. So schalan the carbon achiyav smicha by nashim. When the issue was makiv the carbon, there was no one to do smicha b'shas the hektish. So the carbon never got achiyav smicha. Mashenkin by yerish, that means the father was makdish the carbon and he died. So the carbon already has achiyav smicha. The yerish can't do the smicha. So Yitaka could bring a raya that when there's no etzi, you bring the carbon without the smicha. See, I think it's pashut that if smicha would be a din in the bailam, so even by the case of Medina Sayyam, I don't see how you cannot bring the carbon. The bailam anyway is not coming. He's in Medina Sayyam. He's not going to come. And Shaila is, should you bring the carbon without smicha or not do the carbon at all? It doesn't make sense not to do the carbon at all. He's right, they're not going to come. It's only because smicha is a din in the carbon, so I can't do the carbon without smicha. It's a din in the carbon. The carbon is going to be missing its smicha. So that's the first yisayin. The emek brach is yisayin. The stipple says that yisayin. The other achrayinim would say that yisayin. That smicha is a din in the carbon, and I'm being meisif a knech, that's why you can't bring the carbon without smicha. Because the carbon is missing the smicha, not because the bailam is missing their mitzvah smicha, but because the din mitzad the carbon. So now I want to explain the Taisus and answer the Brisker Rav's kasha. Again, we have in the Gemara and Gittin that says if someone sends a chatas in Medina Sayyam, you're not makiv it because it needs smicha. Only by carbon oif or carbon nashim, we say makpivim b'cheska shukayim. And you have our Gemara where the karbanis get mixed up and you're not makiv them because they need smicha, only carbon nashim. And Taisus says, because there's an Eitzah, the fellow that's sending this Yom, he could come himself. Here, we could do an Eitzah of Riyah. Mashegah, when you find the Kedushin, and hey, when you find the Behemah in Yerushalayim, and you don't know who the owner is, there's no Eitzah. So merely you makif without smicha. And Arul and Tamei says there's no Eitza because Arul is Mesach of Machas Mila, Tamei is Azav Umetzei, which is indefinite, or there's a time limit. So the Brisker Rav said the Eitza of Riyah in our Gemara is also indefinite, and also there's a time limit. Also, you'll be able to Baal Ta'acher. So I want to make the following chilek. When there's no Eitza mitzad the behema, this carbon cannot have smicha. Then you makrev it even without smicha, period. But that's only when there's no Eitza at all. If there is a possible Eitza, even if you're going to miss the time limit, even if it's possible you won't have an Eitza, because could be they won't get a mum, it doesn't matter. As long as there's a possible Eitza, we do the Eitza, and we're not makrev the carbon without smicha. But that's only mitzad the carbon. Oral and Tamei is the pshat that the Bailam can't bring a carbon. In Ag Gemara, Einachanami, the carbon might not have an Eitza. Might, yeah, might not. But the Bailam can bring another carbon. So the only problem is mitzad the carbon. The carbon's missing smicha. So that's a question. What do we do? Do we bring the carbon without smicha? Or do we wait? Maybe there'll be an Eitza. But even though you'll be over Baal Ta'acher, about the Acham mitzad the carbon, or maybe you won't have an Eitz, so this carbon will end up dying without a mum, so it'll never become Nikrav. So there the halacha is no. You have to wait even for the possible Eitz. Oral and Tomei, the pshat is the Bailam won't be able to bring a carbon. There'll be even about the Acham mitzad the Bailam. They won't be able to be Mekayim their Chiyiv carbon. And it's indefinite mitzad the Bailam if they're going to ever be able to bring a carbon. Such a thing, even though it's possible they'll end up being able to bring a carbon, we still allow them to do the carbon without smicha. That's how I see the chilek. So if the Bailam could bring another carbon, then the only time we allow a carbon to be brought without smicha is when there's no Eitza altogether. Mashegim, if the Bailam possibly have no Eitza to bring a carbon mitzad them, mitzad their chiyuv gavra, so if, like in Medina Siyam, the Bailam could come, so don't do it without smicha. If they want to bring a carbon, they could come. But Ariel and Tomei, who have no Eitza to bring a carbon altogether, even if they have a possible Eitza later to bring it, they might get healed. But you allow them to bring carbon without smicha. That's how I understand the Tesis. Now, one more nekuda, as far as from the Aris Sameach, because the Rambam won't be able to answer that Ariel and Tomei is talking about a Mitzayr and a Zav, which is indefinite how long he'll remain Tomei, and the reason why we allow him to bring without smicha is because maybe one of an Eitzah to bring a carbon. The Rambam says clearly that a Tamei Sheretz could be Shaleach his carbon. So Chayrit Shver, how could he bring it without smicha? The Rambam himself paskins, like Ag Gemara, like the Gemara in Gittin, that by Nisar of the Karbanis or by Shaleach Amdina Sayyam, that he can't bring it without smicha. So Shver Taisis Kasha, that how could a Tamei send the carbon, a Tamei Sheretz? Why don't you wait till he's Torah so you can do smicha? So the Aris Sameach says at Teretz in the Rambam that there's a nafkamina if the carbon, when it was originally mukdish, was possible to have smicha, and then later it was a schadish, a siba, that made smicha impossible, then you're not allowed to bring it without smicha. Mashiach, if the original hekdish of the carbon was by a tamei who can't do smicha, so this carbon is a carbon which was originally meant not to do smicha. So that might be similar to carbon nashim, which doesn't eat smicha. Taisus also says a similar svara, because Taisus talks about, the Gemara Psachim says that when you have, let's say, five people that brought the Psachim, and then on one of the skins of the Psachim, there was a mum, there was the abelis. And we don't know which of these five people had the mum. So none of them allowed to eat their carbon Pesach, because one of them has a mum, but they're all pater from Pesach Sheni, because all the ones without the mum, Lamaisa brought the carbon Pesach, they're pater from Pesach Sheni. So I asked, what about the fifth one? What about the one that Taka had the mum? He never had a Pesach Rishon. So why don't they all bring a carbon, a Pesach Sheni? It should work for the one that Taka had the mum. And the Gemara was going through that it's not possible, because how would they all eat from it? And the Gemara says, why can't you make it T'nai and bring Karbanis and bring a Meiser Pesach? And the Gemara says, if you're going to get a Meiser Pesach, it's still not going to work, because if it's a Pesach, it doesn't need smicha. And if it's a Meiser Pesach, which is a Shlomim, it does need smicha. So you're not going to be able to make it T'nai, because are you going to do smicha or not? It's going to be a problem. So Taisa says, a lot of Gemara is the marshal of two people have a suffix, which one's a nazir. The Gemara says, a nazir, they bring one carbon, and it would work for the one that's taka a nazir. But you'll have a problem, they can't do smicha. So Taisa makes mamish the same chilek, that when you first mafresh the carbon, and it's a suffix who the Baalim is mitchila saf rasha, so a zak carbon is a carbon that doesn't need smicha. So mainly you'll have to do it. Now, Shagin, the case there by the Meisa Pesach was that they'll have to find the Meisa Pesach, which was Mufrish already, which really could have been done with Smicha. Now that they're making a Tanai with it, now they're going to be Mafkid from Smicha, so that's a problem. I think it all works with this Lumdus, that the problem of being a Karma without Smicha is because the Chefs of the Karma need Smicha, not because you're being Mevatel the Mitzvah Smicha from the Gavra. Otherwise, the Chilik wouldn't stim so well. And the Mela, if from the Tchilas Hektish, the carbon wasn't Oymid for Smicha, the Chayav said the carbon doesn't need Smicha. But that starts from Ech's Pshat in the Rambam. I think Taisus agrees to the Etzim Svara, and that's why he himself says the Svara, Legabe, if you have a carbon which Metchila was a Suffolk, who the Bailam is, that's fine. And you can bring it for whoever it is, because the Tchilas Hektish of the carbon was that it wouldn't be able to have Smicha. Now, Shagin, if you have two carbonists that are Nisarev, the Gemara says, you don't bring the carbon. Because once it's chal on the carbon, a chiyuv smicha, so, and then it became a suffix, now you're not allowed to bring the carbon without smicha, as long as it's some eitzah, an eitzah of riyah. I think Taisus holds that that teretz is not maspik for Arul v'tamei. Because by Arul v'tamei, the problem isn't the problem with smicha batsim. It's a technical problem. The Arul v'tamei can't come into the azara. So that's not cool that the tchilas hektish of the carbon was that she brought without smicha. Because that's a zaitiga problem. But the Arul Sameach is saying that that would apply to Arul V'tamei also. Since Papayel, the Arul V'tamei can't do smicha on the carbon, so when the Makdish, the carbon, and Tchila is aimed to be brought without smicha, so mainly you're allowed to bring it without smicha. That's how the Arul Sameach says a teretz, lefi the Rambam, and Taisus Kasha from Arul V'tamei. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Eisvei Abayim, the Gemara is a Kasha, that we zet stein that the Mishnah can only be tumah korban noshim because korban an noshim you're not going to be makiv l'shem mishahu because of the problem that you need smicha. So Abaye had a brisa that says a korban yochid and a sarv a korban yochid, the korban sibush and a sarv a korban sibur. If you have two korban yochids that got mixed up, two korban sibush that got mixed up, korban yochid the korban sibush and a sarv b'zeh b'zeh, or if a korban yochid and a korban sibur got mixed up, so it says you can bring them. And Abayi's kasha is, just like Korban Tzibur, Tumat Gavri, so Korban Yochid also Tumat Gavri, Tumat Anoshim, and you could bring it, Abayi says it's not a problem of Echsar and Smicha. So Rava says, that can't be the Pshat in the Braisa, like the Gemara explains, because there'll be no Chilik if it was Nisarev when it was alive or not. And the Pshat in the Braisa is, that we're talking about, they already Shechted, and the Dam was Nisarev. So the two cases of the Braisa are, there's a case where you have different kaisais, you have different kalim which have the dam, and they became the sarif. And the other case is where all the dam became the sarif in one kalim. But either case is talking about that the teruvis happened after they were shechted, so there's no problem with smicha. That's the gemara. But the lashon of the Braisa is madna, and there's machlokes Rashi and Taisus what exactly it means. The Lashon and the Braisa, the way Rav is learning it is, that when the Kaisis on is Arif, Naisin Dalad Matanis Mikolechet Ve'echot, so that makes sense, that each Kais, you give the full Dalad Matanis, why not? Even though you don't know which carbon is which, but you know that each carbon required Dalad Matanis, so you give Dalad Matanis from each one. Vim Nasin, and then the Braisa says, Vim Nasin Matanis Mikolechet Yotza, Vim Nasin Arba Mikulon Yotza. And then it says that by Nisarvu Shchutim, meaning, like Rav says, all the dam got Nisarv, so then Nisan Arba Matanis Mikulon, and that's very clear because all the blood is together. You can't give from each one. They're all together. So therefore you have to give Dala Matanis Mikulon, and it's okay if the blood's mixed up. That's the Chiddush of the Braisa. Even though the blood is all mixed together, but Lamais is called a Matana for each one. Vimnasa Matana Achis Mikulon Yatzit, that's the din that we have in the fourth parak. That even though there's a requirement to give four matanis by chattas and shei matanis and arba by ola, but one matan is good enough. But the shaila is, what does the resha mean? You give four matanis mekalechet vecha, that's good. Each kais has its own requirement to four matanis, even though you don't know which is which. V'mnasa matanim mekalechet yatza, and if you give a matanah from each one, yatza, That's the din that we have in the beginning of the fourth parak, that even though you need four matanas, but one matana is enough, he eats it with one matana. And then vimnasa arba mikulan yatsa. If you take four matanas from all of them, you eats it. What does it mean, imnasan arba mikulan? What's the case of arba mikulan? If it means that you did four from each one, it already said, nice and dal matanas kolach vecha, that's l'chatchila. And if it means four between all of them, how is that different than imnasan matan mikolachad yatsa? So the Karinari says, and Kipshutai, this is how we learn, that really there were two Gersayis in the Braisa that got mixed together in the Gemara. There was one Gersa in the Rashi that we have, Imnasin Matana Mikolechad Yatsa. Very straightforward Braisa. You have four Kaises that got mixed up together. You should do four Matanas from each Kais, and if you did one from each Kais, a Yatsa. Like it says in the beginning of the fourth parak, Kalinatana Bezachitza Shinasim Tanachas Keeper. That's the ratio. And the sefer, when all the dam gets mixed together, same thing. Do four from the entire thing together. Not from each one, because they're all mixed together, but do four from the entire thing together. And if you did one, the yaitza. And that's Girsa's Rashi to what we have. Now, Taisa's Girsa, and Taisa's had a Rashi also to hell that way, that wasn't Geris imnasa matan mekolechad yatza, was only Geris imnasa arba mikulan yatza. If you do four from all of them, the yaitza. So you should do four from each one, but if you did four from all of them, you yaitza. So he brings him a Rashi that says two from each one, but that he's bothered with, because you don't need two from each one. The halacha is he yaitza with one from each one. I mean, some machlokes b'shamei and b'shilel, but this Braisa clearly, the safe of the Braisa, which even Taisus is gerishim nasim atana achas mikulan yatza, clearly holds like b'shilel, that one is good enough. So why would the Rashi say you need four from all of them, meaning, two from each one. So Taisus says that we're talking about, it wasn't two chatayis that got mixed up, so you need four from all of them, meaning two from each. It was four chatayis that were mixed up. So that's what it means, you should do four from each, but if you did four from all of them, meaning one from each, so then, yeyaitza. But our Rashi anyway didn't have if you did four from each. Four from all of them. Our Rashi just had if you did one, from all of them. So our Rashi is very good. But the Rashi Tais brings down is Shver, because Rashi is mashman that only two Chatayis got mixed up, and it says if you did four from all of them, Yaitza, and Rashi Tais is quote saying two from each, why would you need two from each? The Chari one from each is good enough. And the Chaknasin says that Teretz of Bichidish, that we're talking about Eilis also, and my Eilid Adin is Shtayim Shein Arba, you need two matanis, but each matanis should go on two sides in Mizbech to make it Shnayim Shein Arba. And the Chaknasin says a Chiddush that you need at least the Achatz Shehem Shnayim to be Yaitza by Eila. And just one matan is not enough by Eila. You need that one matanis should be split in two to be Yaitza b'diavet, b'chiddush. Now the Achreinim are very bothered on Taisus, a practical question. Taisus says that when the Braisa says four from all of them Yaitza, meaning that there were four different chatayis that got nisarif. Two of yachid and two of tzibur. So the question is, how could you have a day where you bring two chatayis to tzibur? So the truth is, two chatayis yachid is also a little bit shred, the mitzvah and that's the kasha, because the only type of chatas yachid that can be mixed up with the chatas tzibur is a seer. And a seer is only a seer nasi. So the mitzvah and S is only one nasi. How are you going to have two sire nasi? So he says maybe the din is that when you have two melachim, a melech Yehuda and a melech Yisrael, they both bring a sire. So it could be both melachim were bringing a sire the same day and they got mixed up with the two sire tzibur. The Chaknasin says you could say better that the nasi, the two averis, and he brought two sirim and those two sirim got mixed up. Even though they were both owned by him, but it's cool they got mixed up. One was on Chelev, one was on Dam, and they got mixed up. But two Seir et Tzibur, the Kasha is, when does the Tzibur bring two Seirim? So actually 2 days of the year where the Tzibur brings two Seir et Chatas. One is on Rosh Hashanah, where the Rosh Hashanah has a Seir Chatas, and you also bring the Seir Chatas of Rosh Chedesh. You bring the Musfer Rosh Hashanah and the Musfer Rosh Chedesh on Rosh Hashanah, including a seer for Rosh Hashanah and a seer for Rosh Chedesh. Taisus actually talks about in the first parak of Shuas, the asar mishenim that hold the only being one sar, but pashas you being two seirim. And also on Shuas, there's two seirim, one with the shtei alechem, and one the regular seir that's brought in pashas Pinchas. So there also you would bring two seirim. But the shaila is, those days are yomtiv. And on yomtiv you don't bring a chantas yachid. As if there was only one sire, if you learn the Bryce, it means that not that two Seirei Yachid got mixed up with two Seirei Tzibur. It means either a Yachid got mixed up with a Yachid, a Tzibur with a Tzibur, or a Yachid with a Tzibur. So that could be one sire. So that could be on Rosh Chodesh, or in Chol HaMoed, you bring a sire Lechatas, and you could also bring a Karban Yachid then, on Rosh Chodesh or in Chol HaMoed. But if you're saying two Seirei Chatas of Tzibur got mixed up with two Seirim of Yachid, the only day you bring two Seirei Tzibur is Shavuos or Rosh Hashanah, and that day you can't bring the Karban Yachid. So the Mitzvah Eisen says that maybe we're talking about Rosh Chodesh, and the second Sar was a Seirei Avodah Zarah. They brought a Seirei Tzibur because they were over, the Tzibur was over with Haras Bezin and Avodah Zarah. But it's a Pella, because how do you give Matanis from all of them? The Seirei Avodah Zarah is a Chatas Pnimi. You don't put the Dam on the Mizbech HaChitzin, you put it in the Heichal. You do Azayis, Keneged the Pareches. So it can't be a Seirei Avodah Zarah. So the Chaknasin says that we're talking about Rosh Chodesh, the first day the Mishkan was ever made. When they first dedicated the Mishkan, Vahibayim Hashmini, they had a Seir Rosh Chodesh, but they also had a Seir from the Tzibur. And they also had a Seir Nachshain. And those days, you could have two Seirei Tzibur, and perhaps two Yechidim would bring a Chatas on that day. Again, it would have to be the Nasi that would bring a Seir Chatas. Chesuk Shlomi says, that's a big Deichik, because it only happened once. I saw in the Shalim Rav, he brings from Rameh Shapiro, that he said when Mashiach comes, they'll do again the Chanukah, and they'll also have a Seir Tzibur on that day, and that could be Rosh Chodesh. And Chesuk Shlomi says that maybe you could say Hacha b'mayaskinan that they made a mistake and they were makir v'sir yachid on Yom Tov, even though they weren't supposed to. It was Rosh Hashanah, and they went and they were makir v'sir yachid, and then it got mixed up. So the halach is once you shechted the sir yachid already, the halach is you are zayrik the dam. There's no isser on Yom Tov to be zayrik the dam. So once you already been the eved, you already shechted it, even though that was Asur and Yom Tov, you are Zerik the Dam, so it could be talking about a case when it happened to have the Yevet Shechted the Seir Yachin on the day that they brought two Seirei Tzibur.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.